New Hampshire judge greenlights Concord casino owner's license removal. A New Hampshire judge has upheld the State Lottery Commission's decision to revoke the gaming license of Concord casino owner Andy Sanborn for 2 years. This marks a significant development in the state's 18-month-long case against Sanborn, which centers on allegations of pandemic-related financial fraud. The ruling is a major setback for Sanborn, who has been working to sell the casino after being ordered to close and divest the property in January due to the ongoing investigation. The loss of the gaming license is a critical blow, as it includes access to one of New Hampshire's limited historic horse racing licenses, a key asset in the casino's valuation. Without the license, the business's worth is significantly diminished. While Sanborn can still sell the casino itself, the state has yet to approve the pending sale, citing structural concerns with the deal rather than issues with the prospective buyer. The decision leaves the future of the casino uncertain as the licensing dispute continues. Administrative law judge Gregory Albert issued the order suspending the license but left the door open for potential legal recourse. Either party may request a rehearing before the Lottery Commission or seek a suspension of the order in court. Albert acknowledged the financial implications for charities and taxpayers who benefit from casino revenue, suggesting there might be grounds for allowing more time to finalize the sale. However, he stated that he no longer had the authority to grant such extensions, leaving further decisions to the courts or the Lottery Commission. Sanborn runs out of options. Sanborn's attorneys have objected to the state's process for evaluating the proposed sale. They argued that the public interest strongly favors allowing the transaction to move forward, as it would benefit local charities and taxpayers. The attorneys also indicated their readiness to challenge the state's actions in court, emphasizing their commitment to completing the sale. They described recent issues raised by the state as minor misunderstandings regarding the terms of the agreement and noted that these concerns had been clarified to facilitate the sale. The dispute traces back to concerns raised by the New Hampshire Lottery Commission and Attorney General's Office during a licensing review in 2023. Investigators alleged that Sanborn misused approximately $844,000 in federal pandemic relief funds, with nearly $182,000 reportedly spent on luxury vehicles. Further allegations emerged accusing Sanborn of misrepresenting casino revenue to secure additional grant money. While he has not been formally charged for these specific claims, he was arrested in October for alleged fraudulent use of other pandemic aid funds.